I got to get an engineer to figure out what's going on. I don't know if the computer I have, you know, with my new job here, let me see how it sounds again here as soon as it pops back up here. And no, it's supposed to sound better. It's supposed to definitely sound better than that. Seriously. Let me see how it
this. Oh yeah, it's way better.
I got to get an engineer. Yeah, it's definitely better. With all this new job that I have, you know, I'm not going to say never, but at the moment, I have no interest in getting back to radio. I really, really don't. And I'm not trying to flex on you guys or anything like that by saying I'm a baller or whatever. But no, I'm doing really, really well financially. I'm still making money off of the podcast. And I'm having fun. It's a lot of work. Am I lonely right now? Yeah, of course I am. All the friends that I've made the last 10 years living over in Tampa and stuff, yeah, I don't get to see them enough. Maybe get to see Colton once every other month and stuff. My luck with the ladies hasn't been that great. You know, one of the things I get told, oh, you're too nice. You're just too nice. Maybe I am. I don't know. Maybe nice comes off bad nowadays. I don't know. I got a lot of stuff that I want to talk about. I want to thank Lauren Petrullo from Mongoose Media for being my co-host on Friday. My guest, Gazit. You know, I got a lot of emails and DMs. People saying I was a pussy for, you know, just letting her not, like, standing firm on some stuff. I don't, like, I could have, but what good would it have been? When I have a guest on, I like to ask them interesting questions. I like to find out more. What good would it have done for me to be an asshole or a dick or whatever it may be to my guest? Did I agree with a lot of stuff she said, especially on transgender competing against women? And I know that is supposed to be bad. Wait, no good? Hold on. Is the audio no good? What? Can't say that type of stuff to my guest. Oh, you gotta give me some context, Twisted Movies. I thought the audio got bad again. Hey, what up, Hunter Plays? Hunter Plays says, hey, Tuttle. Good to see you, man. Thank you, man. Hey, is this the first time, Hunter Plays, that you are checking out the show on Twitch? I got to tell you, I'm really, really shocked at how the Twitch feed is growing. Look, I know that I'm nowhere near what, like, Bubba the Love Sponge is on Twitch or whatever. Well, thank you, Hunter Plays. I mean, that does mean a lot, Hunter Plays. Thank you, man. I'm very grateful. Really, really am. Atomic Shaman says the audio is good. See, that's the thing about it. I mean, hold on. I'm not trying to, like, listen to myself and everything, but listen, the audio sounds good. I'm very grateful. Really, really. There's not a lot of podcasts that have got audio that sounds that great. It's just I'm slow to get out of the gates. But Friday's show was great. So after Friday's show, I got my exercising done. Like, I do a little bit of exercising throughout the day. Granny loves getting banned. How are you, my friend? Hope you're well. But Friday, I was going out on my run to get my last, you know, because I do over 15,000 steps, but I also do a little bit of running. So when I was walking down US 1 in Edgewater, there was an SUV stopped in the middle of the median. Hazard lights on. And, you know, when the alarm goes off, that, and the cab lights were on. There was a woman driving and a man in the passenger seat. The man was absolutely getting the shit beat out of him. Like, hardcore. He was getting absolutely destroyed. And this guy, he never, ever physically, like, retaliated against the woman. And good for him. And you know what he did? He got out of the car. He almost got run over by oncoming traffic. When I walk, guys, I walk with this little headlamp. I know it's really bright. So I started shining. So the cars that were coming knew that he was out in the middle of the road. And I helped them. That's why tonight's show is labeled the Edgewater Zombie. And I could show you the picture. But see, that is the bad thing. I cannot show that video because I'm afraid that it might get me banned on Twitch or YouTube. But this poor bastard had a chunk taken out of his forearm because the woman bit him. Now, this guy was extremely inebriated, but he still did not like retaliate physically against this woman. And he was like, look, man, can you help me out? And in general, I usually do not get involved in stuff. I do not like to give strangers a ride. I've never picked up a hitchhiker. You just don't take those type of chances. You don't do it. And I'm one of those people. I just don't take that chance. I mean, call me Michaela. You're right. Call me Michaela, there is a double standard nowadays because the guy does not get the benefit of the doubt. Now, I'm not saying that guys are not abusive or physically abusive towards women. It happens all the time. But if a woman calls the cops on a guy, I would say 8 out of 10 times, the guy is going to jail or he's being told to leave his own house. Hunter's plays. Hunter, yeah, take my sub. You earned it. Well, Hunter's plays. Thank you. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Iggy T showing up. What up, Iggy? So, from my better judgment, I decided to give the guy a ride to his vehicle. That's a very Southern thing to say, vehicle. But I gave him a ride, which was at a bar. Now, when I went and picked up the guy, I told him, if I'm giving you a ride, you got to let me interview. He didn't want to be on video, but he agreed to doing an audio interview. I do have the picture, and after the show, I will post it on my social media. I will. But I got it. I have the audio interview with this guy. Now, at the beginning of it, and I'll probably play this news story later, me and Lauren on Friday started to get into it, but the guest called then about the road rage thing. And this guy says that he saw it or he knew. So this is my interview with the guy that got bit by his old lady. So I wanted to see, like, maybe, so you saw the shooting, or you know the guy that was involved?
No, I didn't see it. I just saw it
on TV. But you know the guy, though, right? You know the guy?
No.
Okay.
I've seen
him. You've seen him? By the way, I'm driving in my late dad's Ford F-150. I got my phone with the little rat mic that you guys used to love when I was doing the show out of my car. Before I got the studio and stuff, I think the audio came out pretty good.
You know? Yes, sir.
All right, so you don't have to say your name or anything, and just let me know where we're going, okay?
High Top.
All right, High Tops. High Tops. Now, when I was drinking, what up, Nedley Mandingo? Now, when I'm drinking, when I used to drink, High Tops is a place that. I could see myself hanging out at.
I don't know where that is, but so I was on my nightly exercise walk and everything, and I saw the car.
I didn't hold on. I gotta edit some of this on the fly.
And I heard the emergency signals going on, like the thing. And then, and so what happened?
He says the woman's name, and I forgot to edit it, but I'll get it. I'm good at this.
Well, how I met you, yeah.
Oh, well, the girl went freaky. She went freaky. She's like...
This guy was blitzed. My God. I don't know. Thanks, Hunter Plays. What I'm saying though is that if I was still a drinker, I could see myself drinking at High Tops in Edgewater, Florida.
Looking for crazy love, and I'm not that guy. I'm a hardworking man, and she fucking started hitting me and everything, and I'm going like, what the fuck? Just take me to my truck. What are you doing? She took me over to New Smyrna Beach. We swam.
What, in the beach?
By the way, I got a story coming up about all the shark attacks here in Florida. I'm sorry. I mean, I feel bad for the people. That's why I do not go swimming in deep water in the ocean. I really don't have a lot of sympathy for people that get bit by sharks.
Hit you. And in the ocean?
Yeah, we were hanging out at freaking, what do you call it? Sea Vista.
Oh, yeah, that's a good place.
Exactly. But
how'd you meet her? Was it, did you meet her today?
No, I met her because she was.
I gotta stop this. I'll let it stop. 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 Give me a second. Because he does say people's names.
Go. You can record everything. I don't care.
Nobody knows who you are. No, nobody knows who you are.
Person. I work every day. All GSC, all ground support equipment. Okay, and I ran into a freaky lady. She's been my friend for a couple of weeks, but we never done nothing. And then she told.
I find that hard to believe that this. I kind of briefly saw what the chick looked like. Yeah, but yeah, this guy had a pretty good chunk taken out of his forearm, and I will post that. Twitter.com/Tuttle, Facebook.com/Tuttle, Instagram.com/Tuttle.
Told me she's got,
Oh, this kind of blew my mind.
What do they call that disease?
Hep C?
No. Shit. No. Take it right here.
Wait.
At
right?
The white thumb. At the white sign.
This right here?
Yes, sir.
All right, there we go.
Herpes.
So, you know how I always like to screw with people when I'm interviewing them. As soon as he told me that, what up, Ron Bartosz? As soon as he told me the chick had herpes, the first thing I was like, oh, I gotta mess with him and say, well, that means you have herpes now. I don't know. Like, I could be off by saying this, but. If a person that has herpes bites you, takes a pretty good hunk of meat out of your forearm. I mean, don't you have herpes?
She had herpes. Herpes is always forever, man.
I know. So I just was thrown off at that, right? Yeah. Of course, because I'm a clean gentleman.
Mm.
Oh, man, they're busy. Whoa.
Some drunk almost backed into me.
Keep going around. Right. My truck's over there.
Are you okay, though,
Yes, sir.
All right. So do you know how bad it is? I haven't drank since 2019. But as bad as an alcoholic that I was, I'm actually being responsible and asking this guy if he's okay to drive. Why do you never have Jake Hudson on your show anymore? I think I have had him on probably about a month ago. I mean, all Jake's got to do is email me or text me or DM me. Hey, want to come on the show? Jake's more than welcome. Hunter, what up, Tuds? Hunter plays. How are you, Hunter? Want to thank everybody. Chat room is blowing up right now, guys. If you'd like to call into the show, you can easily do that. 407-270-3044.
Okay. Hold on.
I'm sorry, I'm not judging.
I was so scared of a fucking that lady. Go ahead.
She bit you, though, didn't she?
Yeah, I know. I'm scared.
What happened? Like, she bit you? You know she has herpes and that you might have gotten infected. From the bite, it could be like a zombie bite.
I'm such a dick. Oh, God, we got an Aussie coming in there. I'm in Australia. Yeah. Your dude from Australia won the British Open. Oh, he does? Girth Burke says, Shervap troll. He works his way around the chats. Okay.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not trying to scare you or anything. I'm just saying.
This guy was very inebriated. When I told him, I was like, oh, you probably got infected with herpes because you got a chunk of meat hanging out of your forearm.
Man. You are scaring him.
No, I'm sorry, man. But I'm glad that I could help you out tonight. Like, here, oh, there's a parking spot up there I think I can park at.
I better go to the doctor tomorrow.
No, you might. You got to clean that out. You got peroxide or yes, alcohol
sir.
And stuff?
When I go home? Yes, sir. I got everything.
I should not have let this guy get in his car. Could I have been held responsible? Like, seriously, though. You know, a lot of people get sued. Like, everybody is very litigious. Everybody loves to sue. Could I have gotten sued being a good Samaritan, giving this guy a ride to his car? I even covered my own ass in the interview by asking him if he's okay to drive. Like, now thinking about this, I hope this guy actually got home.
All right, I want to get your number because I want to call you to make sure you got home.
I mean, come on, man. I double insulated myself. I got the guy's phone number to make sure that he got home okay.
Okay. You got your phone on you? Don't say it while we're recording. I'll get it from you when I'm done. So, is there any, like, life lesson you learned from tonight?
Be careful who you meet.
Yeah. What you look like? I didn't get to see her.
She's fat. She's not that pretty. She's got a pretty face. She's got it nice. But I didn't know she was freaky fucking people.
Yeah, okay. How long you lived in Volusia? Yeah, I know.
Me, 15 years.
Yeah, where are you from originally?
Miami, Florida.
Oh, Miami. So you're a Florida native then, right?
Yeah, but look at my
hand. Hold on, let me see that
you,
real quick.
I need you to look at it.
Oh, wow. She bit the fuck out. Wow. Can I take a picture when I'm done with this?
All right. So go to twitter.com/Tuttle or facebook.com/Tuttle. I'm posting the picture if you guys want to check out the chunk that, I mean, it's not a big chunk, but man, she bit the shit out of him. Seriously. And I don't know. Twisted Movies. I kind of saw the whole thing going on. I'm just saying. It's Wag said she looked like a pit bull. I saw the guy from across the street get bit. And he did not strike her. He was trying to get out of the car. So I could be a witness to this whole thing. But if you go to facebook.com/Tuttle or twitter.com/Tuttle, you can see the picture. Might have been overselling it, but I mean, that's a bad bite.
I'm not going to show your face. I just want to see. Man, she bit the fuck. You need to. Are you thinking about pressing charges?
Should we?
Let me document it.
Now, I'm sorry. I was kind of looking out for myself. But then this guy, after I got done, he was like, hey, do you know any good attorneys that I can talk to? And I was like, yeah, I do, of course. Would it be wrong that if I was like, all right, I can get you in touch and contact with a good attorney, but like, what is my cut? What's my cut for testifying that I saw this zombie, Edgewater zombie, take a chunk out of your forearm? If you want to see the picture, twitter.com/Tuttle, facebook.com/Tuttle.
No, but I'll document it. No, I don't want to get close.
Oh, yeah. The guy started putting the arm close to me, and I was, like, freaking out. I don't know where this guy's been. He just got bit by a chick that had herpes.
All right. So,
no.
All right. So, what do you want to say to my audience before I let you go?
Be careful who you go out with and who you trust and all the love that you think you give them.
This wasn't love, buddy.
But it's not all that.
So, that was my Friday night. So this guy, by the way, if you want to call in and make a comment about this, I would like to hear from any of you guys or ladies out there. Domestic disputes that you've had. If you want to remain anonymous, you're more than welcome. 407-270-3044. Now, he said him and his old lady that ended up zombie biting him went swimming in the ocean.
News. What was supposed to be a fun.
Always been this way. It has, people. New Smyrna Beach is the shark bite capital of the world. Now, do they have a lot of deadly, deadly shark bites? No, because we don't have a lot of the bigger sharks. But it does happen. There's more shark bites. And they're just not as fatal. But at the same time, I find it hard to have any sympathy for the people that go into the ocean. It's kind of funny that I'm talking about this. The movie Jaws. 1975. Not a lot of movies hold up that are that old. But that movie still holds up. Spielberg nailed it. It's a fucking classic. It is. Girth Brooks writes, let me see what he says. What's your thoughts on if he hit her back after all women want to be treated equal? I do not condone violence. Well, this is the guy that used to do boxing against women, but unless she's got a knife or a gun or a deadly weapon, just walk away. Because as a guy, if you do anything to retaliate, You're going to look like the bad guy. Just walk away. Just walk away. Sorry. But back to my topic. If you get into the ocean, those are the breaks, people. Everybody cuts their own deal. If you get into the ocean, knowing that deadly predators, sharks, are in the ocean, that's on you. It is completely on you. It is completely on you.
Story you'll only see here on West 2 News. What was supposed to be a fun weekend getaway in Daytona Beach Shores quickly turned to shock after Taysa Summers was hit, or bit rather, by a shark. She shares her experience during that frightening encounter.
See anything in the water before that, until it bit me. And then outside of that, you know, just the natural response, I just screamed and started running.
Taysa Summers and her boyfriend were enjoying a nice Saturday in Daytona Beach Shores when a small shark came up. And
by the way, I went surf fishing recently. I caught a shark. But a 6-foot shark, I mean, it is just a meat hot dog with teeth that is going to bite you. It is. Hold on. What did Twisted Movie say? Twisted Movies, I blacked out on the beach at night in St. Thomas and came to way out in the ocean. Had to swim back and drunk as shit. The ocean is very unforgiving, people. I mean, I will get in the shallows, but you're in an environment where you're not at the top of the food chain. We have guns that can protect us from land animals. What are you going to do? Pull out your 9mm or your AR or your AK. I know some of those guns will shoot underwater, but guns don't protect you from ocean predators.
And bitter on her leg.
My first instinct was...
Ooh, that's a bad one. And that's from a small ass shark. That's from a smaller shark. I just don't get it. I just do not get why people go into the ocean.
It was just a scream.
Now, I mean, here in Florida, you can't even go into a lake. Every body of water in the state of Florida has an alligator in it. You could bet your ass every body of water in the state of Florida, there's a good chance there's going to be an alligator there. And unless people are feeding these alligators all the time, a gator's going to stay away from a human for the most part. Hell, I even swam like a mile in Lake Jessup. Yeah. People want to call me at 728. I swam across Lake Jessup, which is per capita or per square nautical mile, has more gators than any other place, maybe besides the Everglades. For the most part, gators will stay away from you.
So, and then I really tried to make sure that I didn't fall back into the water because I didn't know if it would.
Booty, booty everywhere. Booty. Cameraman knows exactly what he's doing.
If I fell back, if it would also.
And Kirkwood Jones, I kind of agree with you. That's an ER Willie right there. Kirkwood Jones writes, cult Dr. Dan because that stitch job sucks.
Go after my arm or like another part of my body.
Thankfully, her boyfriend was nearby and swatted it away.
Everyone around was very helpful. So, took off my boyfriend's shirt to be able to use that to wrap it. Thankfully, there was a nurse there and she used.
Also, the other thing, you do see a lot of women getting bit. Now, I know guys get bit. I would like to know the statistics on that. You know, what if a woman that might be on her monthly visitor go swimming in the ocean. Or she didn't even know that it. She got her visitor, her monthly visitor, while she was out there swimming. Sharks can smell very, very well. And trust me, that will attract, I mean, it's natural chum, isn't it? It's natural monthly chum. And I'm not trying to shock jock by saying, oh, it's natural monthly chum. But a lot of the people I've been seeing getting bit are women. Just be smarter, people. Seriously. I mean, I think that we have just become too, like, complacent. Thinking that we're so intelligent, we're so smart, that nothing's going to happen to us. We, as humans, we kind of have a false sense of security. People are like, oh, I'm fine if I go swimming in the ocean. You know how many tourists get, like, put on the obituary papers because they don't know how to deal with riptides? Not the bar or restaurant here in Volusia County. I'm just talking about the rip currents. Well, I mean, not for nothing, jellyfish things suck. Well, not for nothing. There's a lot of people on the beach. So there is a unlimited amount of urine for people to piss on you to stop. And some people, you know what? People that have a urine fetish might just go out to the beaches to get stung by jellyfishes. I just sound like a complete idiot. Jellyfish. Just to get stung to ask people to pee on them so they don't look like a sicko. And don't think that people with urine fetish haven't done that.
One of the hotel employees' belt to make a tourniquet.
The shark bit her lower left shin down to her ankle, taking 8 stitches to fix her up. Still, she says it could have been far worse.
You know, there were families with children around, right, with us in the water. And so while I don't love the fact that it bit me, like, I'm thankful that it wasn't one of the...
Whatever. Now you're just baby facing. You are. Because I'm telling you right now, look, it would have sucked for a little kid to get bit. But I'd rather it be somebody else than me. I'm just being honest. And Ron Barto says, pee doesn't work. You have to use vinegar and then warm water. Well, guess what? Okay, so even if it doesn't work, a lot of people think that it does work. So don't act like people with urine fetishes. Don't go out to the beach just to get stung by jellyfish to have people pee on them. Sorry. Ramiro Gonzalez says, total. If he can get herpes from a bite, he probably got her gingivitis and halitosis. Yeah, if you want to see that bite, twitter.com/Tuttle or facebook.com/Tuttle. But I'm sorry. I think this woman's kind of baby-facing and lying a little bit. Nobody would say, oh, I'm glad it was me than anybody else.
Small children.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I just believe the worst in people sometimes. I just do. And it sucks. I hate that I'm jaded sometimes. I know this happened last week, but I haven't had a chance to get to it yet. This anchor was completely wasted on the air. There's no debating this one.
All right. Thank you so much, Emma, for that report. You know, the exhibit is open until August.
Look at the hair, man. She looks like she was rode hard and pit the bed wet. Look at the way her neck is all cocked like that. How did any program director or producer let this chick even get behind the desk? Were they in such desperate need? Was this on a holiday where they had nobody else that they could pit behind the desk? Wow. I mean, come on. And I would like you guys, I would love your feedback in the chat room. If I hadn't already played the audio and you just looked at this woman, would you say, oh yeah, she's definitely drunk? If you saw a chick sitting at a bar with this look on her face, head cocked like that, like she's like wanting to fight. Come on. You don't even have to hear her talk, but my God, listen to this.
All right. Thank you so much, Emma, for that report. You know, the exhibit is open until August, so you can still check that out.
Wow. I mean, seriously? What is going on here?
Discover Schenectady. You should really check that out. They do so many good things in Schenectady. The leaders there, they are hopeful that that exhibit's going to bring even more events and exhibits.
This is kind of uncomfortable.
To the area in the future. And so moving on tonight is we have to tell you.
I'm sorry. I look, I've been on the air when I probably shouldn't have been on the air back when I used to drink. Everybody knew that I was drinking. My boss didn't care. But man, oh man. Oh, see, Wags. Now I feel like an asshole. I think this is the Bubba did play this. I saw it on his Facebook. Is this the one her dad died and this was her first show back? Yeah. I'm going to have to look that up. Okay. All right. So. All right. I could understand if she showed up to work drunk, if her dad had just died. I could see that. But why did any of the cameramen, the producers, didn't tap her on the shoulder and say, yeah, hey, probably not a good idea for you to be on the air tonight? Well, I'm just gonna, I think you're right, Wags. Mike says, I think it is. I'm not 100%. Okay, so either way, there should have been some fail safes in place where the producer, the director, the cameraman stepped in and saw what was going on. Because come on, man. Come on.
You also, you know, like other news that's happening in the area and across the, you know, the area.
Yeah, I mean, when your news report starts sounding like a run-on sentence, you might just want to cut the commercial.
The nation, let me tell you about this. A four-year-old girl is actually dead. Another man is.
By the way, if you look here, hold on. I don't know if you can see it. Hold on. I feel like I'm in high school again. I haven't had a pimple in a really long time. I got one. It is mad. It's bad. I haven't had a pimple in a while.
Clinging to life after shooting in Ohio.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad now. I really do feel like an asshole. I mean, I can understand why she would want to self-medicate, because I used to do it a lot. Stop it, Wags. It's fucking herpes from the dude, man. No, it's not. I didn't touch him. Like, herpes is like the monkeypox. You gotta actually touch somebody. I did want to discuss this. I do believe that there is an epidemic when it comes to the gun violence. But what are you going to do? There's no way here in the United States that you're going to take and get all the guns. You would have to go door to door to do it. If the government could promise me that everybody's guns were taken, okay, I'd be cool with it. But it's never going to happen. And everybody wants to get rid of guns. They want to get rid of them completely. But up in Indiana, in a mall that was very, very crowded, guy came in with a long rifle, had plenty of ammunition, and now the media. And I'm not conservative. I'm not liberal. I hate all fucking politicians. I hate them. They don't have our best interest in hand. But now the media is like, oh, some great citizen, some hero was able to take out the gunmen. That could have killed a lot more people, but this guy that had a concealed carry, he took out the bad guy. It's a problem of just bad human beings. I've said this. You're not going to get rid of the guns in this country. That barn door has been wide open. The horses, the cows, the pigs, the Emmanuel, the emu, the chickens, they're all out of the barn. You close the door, they're still out. You're not going to get all the guns back. And if the government tried to get everybody's guns, you realize the type of violence that would happen. It's just not going to happen. We have to live in reality here. But the media is like, oh, this hero this, hero that. He had a gun.
Investigators are searching for a motive behind a deadly shooting at a shopping mall just outside Indianapolis.
Several calls from Dunn County, possibly active shooter.
Authorities say a man opened fire at the Greenwood Park Mall, killing at least...
Oh, he was at Dick's. He entered into Dick's.
Three people and injuring two others, including a...
All right. Is it make me a bad person? Any loss of life is bad. It sucks. What up, Bubba Light? Any loss of life sucks. But is it bad of me when I only see three people died? I'm like, oh man, only three people? Or is that just because of all the mass shootings? But like I said, this, you know, good citizen who was a responsible gun owner, concealed carry, probably stopped a lot of people from dying.
12-year-old girl. According to police, an armed bystander shot and killed the gunman.
It appears that a good Samaritan that was armed observed the shooting in progress and shot the...
Well, okay. So let's talk about that. Sony's Candy. I do agree there needs to be mental health checks. There does need to be mental health checks. I think if we concentrated more on mental health, because our mental health here in the United States is absolutely garbage. It is. It is absolutely garbage. Because people are embarrassed. People don't want to talk about the trauma that they've been through in their life, the childhood trauma that they've been through. But then you got to, I mean, Candy, I agree with you. But also at the same time, there's a little bit of a roadblock into that. Because of HIPAA laws for a person's right to be their public health to be private, you would have to like ask medical professionals to talk about their patients. So it's a little bit of a slippery slope. And I don't know what to do about it. Look, like I said, I would love for all the guns to be out of this country, but it's not going to happen, which sucks. This is the world we live in. And like I said, it's a little bit of a commentary with what I said when I'm like, oh, only three people died. Yeah, it sucks that those three people died, but you know, it's not as bad as Pulse. It's not as bad as Uvalde. It's not as bad as Sandy Hook or Columbine. It's just, it sucks. It just sucks. And I have no answer for it. Like, I'm not one of those gun nuts that you ain't got to take my guns. No. I don't, look, I want everybody to be safe. I just do. I want to be able to protect my loved ones. Trust me, if I was this guy that had a concealed carry in this mall, I know this is going to make me sound like a pussy. I know it's going to make me sound like a coward. But if I was at that mall with one of my loved ones, or if I had a girlfriend, or, you know, I was with my mom, you know what I would do? My first thing would be to get me, myself, and my loved one out of there. I'm not going to go actively searching for this person, but guess what? I would love to have it with me if I got cornered into a space I could not get out of. You know, it sucks that a bunch of people are dying, but also at the same time, my responsibility is to my loved ones and then myself and get that person out of there. I'm not going to go try to be the hero unless I have to be.
The rampage happened just around 6 p.m. Sunday when authorities received multiple calls reporting shots.
And this is sad. I mean, what we're dealing with, it's an epidemic here in this country. When the leading cause of death of children in the United States is gun-related violence, we have a problem.
Shots fired. Police say a man entered the food court with a long gun and began his attack.
It appears that he had a rifle with several magazines of ammunition, entered the food court and began shooting.
Oh, man. Could you imagine if you're at the food court? And I know some people are going to like call me a poser. Sbarro pizza. It's a little greasy. Sbarro pizza is a little greasy. But it does bring you back to your childhood, eating Sbarro before you go to a movie at a mall.
Sound of gunshots erupting inside the mall.
All of a sudden, we just hear a pop, pop, pop four times.
Stunning shoppers like Olivia Harding, who says she was inside an Old Navy close by.
I would say about 30 to 40 people back there with us, and they locked the doors.
There have been more than 349 mass shootings in the United States this year, according to data.
I mean, Ramirez, I mean, I love you. I do. Thank you, my friend. Here, I don't know why me putting the stuff up there is just running by. I got to get a new computer. It's got to be the computer. This thing's getting so bogged down.
From the Gun Violence Archive, among the cities scarred, Buffalo, Uvalde, and Highland Park. President Biden earlier this summer signed new gun reform legislation aimed at curbing the violence.
Yeah, I can't even put the text.
Meanwhile, in Indiana, police aren't releasing the so-called Good Samaritan.
Luckily, I've been working a baller-ass job, yo. Been saving up that mad cash. Oh, God, I sound so corny.
Samaritan's name, but saying the 22-year-old man was key in stopping.
Once, one,
Sundays.
Hey, 22-year-old. Well, hold on. Let me flash that back. 22-year-old was the one that they haven't released the person's information.
22-year-old man was key.
God. On my game tonight.
Police aren't releasing the so-called Good Samaritan's name, but saying the 22-year-old man was key in stopping Sunday's attack.
And we are expecting more.
Oh, no. I'm kind of digging this new reporter. I don't know. Like, I'm always, like, reading news reporters and stuff, especially local. I'm a local news junkie, by the way.
More details in the coming days, including the name potentially of the shooter as well as the victims. At the same time, overnight, the mayor of Greenwood, Indiana, extending his thanks to that also unnamed Good Samaritan, adding in a statement, this person saved lives.
All right, guys. I forgot to record the show tonight off of my board. God damn it. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank everybody that checked out tonight's show. If you want to check out the audio version of the podcast, it's available on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.